Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College football corner here as we, I don't know. I mean, we spent about 45 minutes ago. We spent about 10 to 15 minutes on the Carson Beck. I don't even know. I mean, it's news just because that article had a little bit of new stuff in it. I don't really know how big of a deal it is that Carson Beck was contacted by Georgia and Alabama after he entered the transfer portal,
right,
which sort of flies in the face of the idea that Georgia kicked him to the curb and was like, be gone. Good riddance.
Yeah, but I mean,
they didn't know he was going to go back in the transfer portal when they found out they reached out to him.
He didn't know, and so they reached out to him, but he was already going to Miami.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's why there was a no contact notice on his announcement.
So Georgia wasn't done with Carson. Carson was done with Georgia.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Yeah. Like, had they talked him out of it?
Yes.
I mean, sounded like they were interested. If they had talked him, and then he would have gone, and he would have been the starting quarterback.
Right.
That would have been a tough day for a lot of deleted tweets on that one.
Yeah, but he wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah. For aforementioned reasons, we won't run down the whole conversation, but we'll sum it up in bullet points. What's bullet point number one?
$4 million.
Do you think so?
Oh yeah, I don't think he'd love it that much.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he'd love it that much.
$4 million.
Yeah,
is bullet point number one.
Two.
Bullet point number two is
her.
Can you say it? Yeah, her.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Huh.
His lady.
Yeah, his lady.
And then
the third one,
whatever you want to choose.
I say the third one was y'all made me feel like y'all didn't want me to be here.
Fair enough. Fair enough. There
y'all
was a
made,
lot of
y'all
lot
made
of
me feel like I, y'all felt like y'all made me feel like I didn't want to be here.
Yeah, didn't feel wanted. And then Miami's not a bad place to live, and Miami's not a bad program.
No.
And that's a good, you know. Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of
they're still going to underachieve because that's what Miami does. Because Mario Cristobal is their coach.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's their head coach.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, it's always going to what are we talking about? Earlier this week, I said that there's going to be a game day. They're going to be like 8-0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And game day is going to be down at Coral Gables. They're going to have to sit down with Carson, and he's going to explain what happened in Athens.
Yep.
And that's what it is. And that's what's going to happen. Now, he ain't going to say about the money and his lady.
No.
And I don't think – he won't bash Kirby in them either.
No, he won't.
Just saw like this was the place to be.
Yeah, this just felt right. You know, this was just the right place. Now I kind of look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Oh.
They start with Notre Dame.
Oh, they sure do.
Yep.
They sure do. They got them in Miami Gardens. They got them at Hard Rock Stadium, so that's good. But they got Notre Dame to start. All right. Then you got Florida also in September, Florida State. So you're starting off against the rivals early. Louisville.
Hold
NC
on. They got
State.
Florida, Florida State in the first month?
Yeah.
And Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. They might not be.
Well, date TBA on the Florida State game, but it looks like it would be right at the end of September.
Okay.
So, yeah. Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State, all in the first month. And then Louisville, NC State, Stanford, Syracuse, Pitt, SMU, and Virginia Tech.
All right.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's the slate
for
the U.
But yeah, and now, you know, as we, you know, going to another big-time quarterback goes to the NFL talking about Quinn Ewers, does he do this? Does he make a sense of where – because I don't know where his draft stock is. Honestly, I don't know. Is he going to be the next one – to be like, if there's an offer out there, to go to another school. I kept saying Oregon. I said Oregon all last week. That was my initial thought.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. But I don't know. Does he stay in the draft? Because he's not going to be starting quarterback at Texas.
No.
Sark ain't calling him back.
Yeah, no, the writing was on the wall on that one.
No, we know
that it's Arch Manning's turn in Texas. A couple other guys down there committed to the NFL draft as well. You got Matthew Golden and Isaiah Bond. They're probably their two best wide receivers who are going to the draft. So they're going to have to restock. Those guys both transferred in this year. So they'll get new guys to transfer in next year and Arch have people to throw to. But I do think Quinn probably plays it like that.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like maybe like Carson Beck did.
Yeah, wait and see.
He always knew.
Wait and see.
The weird thing is, like, to me, you never know what somebody values or where they view themselves as or whatever. But, like, I think we thought Jake Fromm was going to come back, right? Like, he was going to get those draft evaluations and be like, never mind.
Remember that? Yeah.
I'll probably play another year.
But that was another one of the things where people were like,
what's Quinn going to hear?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember when Jake went pro, a lot of people were like, good. Like, people are done with people are over Jake Fromm.
I think that's true.
Yeah, people are over Jake for whatever reason.
You know? I think they're over Quinn down there probably.
And that could be it too, especially when you got an Arch sitting there waiting.
It helps when you have that guy.
It helps when you have that guy. You know, and so who the hell do we have in the pike behind when Jake left?
No one.
Nobody, really?
I might have my time.
Would he bring D. Daniels over there?
I think it was JT Daniels, and then it was COVID, and then it was Jamie Newman, it was all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think everything kind of gets fuzzy there around that COVID year because everything was so weird and guys didn't play and played and all that kind of stuff.
But Quinn.
DeJuan Mathis maybe was there at some point.
He was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so if Quinn looks at it from a standpoint of where he was, I'm talking about where Carson Beck was, say even Cam Ward was last year. You just don't get the evaluation. I don't know. I'll always go back to one of our first conversations we had on the show together. The self-evaluation, self-awareness of what you are. Mm-hmm. Don't come in here right now, Quinn, and say, oh, I should be a first-round pick. Like, what about you and your skill set says that to yourself?
The problem he faces that some of those other names that you kind of list didn't face. Like, Cam Ward had played D1. He had played, quote-unquote, big time. It was big time, but nobody's watching Washington State football games.
Right.
Like, he was playing in relative anonymity with the program that he was playing in. He needed to go to a place like Miami and ball out and up his status. Quinn Ewers has been playing for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched so many damn Quinn Ewers games.
Yes.
I know what he is. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I mean, he'll be a quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but Quinn Ewers will play in the league. He'll be a backup. He'll start in December at times. Maybe he's better than that, but I don't think so. So he could transfer to wherever he wants.
Right.
He already played at Texas.
Yep.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe the system's wrong.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it's like, Sark.
But Bo Nix. Hell, look at Bo Nix. Nobody thought Bo Nix was going to be good in the NFL.
That's a good point.
I mean, if you go to a change of, I don't know.
Went to Oregon.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what was the first place when you think of. Because I saw that they lost a big-time recruit. To Cal, the quarterback who came there for a week and then like,
Oh, it's rainy.
It's rainy.
This sucks.
Oh, I can't beat out. Oh, you know what? I probably can't beat this guy out. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Cal where they stink and I can play.
The weird thing about Cal is, and they do, is that their quarterback, there was a Fernando Mendoza.
Yes, he's going to Indiana.
He is. And that kid, like him going there, like started this crazy chain reaction of quarterbacks going all these different places. And he's a pretty good player. Like I watched, everybody probably watched the Miami game where they played. He's got a nice arm. I don't know what it's going to look like at Indiana. We'll find out. But
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
the domino effect of Mendoza leaving Cal. It's the true story of the 2025 college football offseason.
I got to play, Andy. I got to play.
I got
to get to the gram.
I got to get to the gram
because on my Saturday I said next 3 to 4 years. Damn it.
Yeah. Plus, also, I mean, now you talk about like program health. Indiana's probably in better shape than Cal.
They are, but that's as we continue to go, you know, they're talking about trying to change the transfer portal to after in January.
Yeah, so what they're going to try to do right now, they're considering adjustments to the transfer portal. It would be a single and shorter window, so one time, 10 days in January to try to preserve the integrity of the bowl season. I think, January, I guess. Like, why not do it after everything?
That's my thing. Why not wait till after? Because this is the one thing. And
I guess if it was late January,
I remember all these conversations that we had about the transfer portal and opting out of bowl games and things like that. And what did we say? It won't happen if your team's in the playoffs.
Wrong.
So nothing anymore surprised me about anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody transferred on Sunday.
Yeah.
Somebody from Notre Dame transferred on Sunday.
Yeah, Ohio State's going to lose a guy on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't want to play it. Like, you're a day away from the national championship game. This is what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because as long as you got these freaking agents and this I got to play right now attitude, even though I might not be right. Because nowadays, these kids don't want to go to college. They want to go pro. And if some of them could make that dumbass mistake for going to high school to pro, they would. If they didn't have to go to high school. Yes, and get their ass murdered.
Remember when that argument pops up stupidly every once in a while when there's just like a real freak?
Yes.
It was like Jadeveon Clown. Like, no.
No.
Even him, no.
No.
No, he couldn't.
He could not come to he could not come from high school to go to play in the national football
league. You
gotta
go get in the weight room for a couple years.
Yes.
And grow.
Yes.
Like, yes. It's different than the NBA, man. It's just a different deal. It's a totally different deal.